Have you heard the howl of a coyote nearby? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, David Drake, professor and extension wildlife specialist in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explores human and coyote coexistence in urban areas.
Due to their very adaptive and opportunistic nature, coyotes have expanded their range across nearly all of North America, including occupying most urban areas. However, most people don't realize that coyotes live amongst them. Given the number of humans and coyotes that live alongside each other in cities, the vast majority of human-coyote encounters are benign. This means neither party leaves the encounter having been harmed. But seeing a coyote in a city can elicit a range of emotions. Often people's surprise turns to concern for the safety of their children and pets. If you encounter a coyote, it is okay to observe the animal from a safe distance. But then you should haze the animal or scare the animal so that it moves away from you. Hazing takes many forms, but is most easily done by waving your arms in big circles as you yell at the coyote to go away. Other forms of hazing include blowing a whistle, shaking an aluminum can full of pebbles or pennies, or throwing objects like sticks or stones near, but not at, the animal. Hazing reinforces a fear of humans and coyotes, so that when a coyote sees a human, the animal moves away. Another step to reduce negative human-coyote encounters is not leaving pet food or open trash containers on the landscape that will cause a coyote to repeatedly visit an area. You should also keep cats indoors and keep dogs, especially smaller breeds, on a leash when outside. This helps you keep your dog under control if a coyote approaches. Neither humans nor coyotes are leaving urban areas, so it is important that we as humans understand how to coexist with our wild neighbors.
That was David Drake of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.